This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. We've not done this for a couple of months for no particular reason, just a lot of things going on and haven't gotten it scheduled, so I want to get back in that routine of giving you an opportunity to talk with the troopers here on What's on Your Mind. And of course, this time of year, as weather changes quickly and road conditions worsen, always a good idea to bone up on the latest travel safety tips. Maybe relay something that you've seen and have a concern about. Really, anything goes. So any questions you have, any comments you have, certainly are welcome on the program. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can call us on our local number, 258-0550 as well, 258-0550. You can text in your questions. 367-2054 for me. Either one of us, Todd or I'll take him and get them to the troopers. His text, 226-8503, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. And even emails, work as well, and welcome those. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So just studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Joining us today are Sergeant Wade Cattermas and Trooper Don Newman. Wade, Don, nice to have you. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Better now that you're here.
Thanks.
We can crank up another edition of Trooper Talk. Either one of you riding around in one of those slick new black Trooper vehicles yet? Have you been upgraded to the new ones?
No, I think they should start coming out sometime beginning of this year, the middle of the year.
So nobody's got them yet. I was thinking there was at least one of them out there. There was.
I think there's one that they do have out as a test vehicle, but
wasn't there one in Jamestown or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Making the rounds for the well, heck of a deal. And Dennis is ready to ask a question, so we're going to get right to it. I have a bunch of texts too, but we'll defer to the callers first. So call first and text second, and we'll get to it for the troopers today. Dennis, go ahead with your question.
I really enjoy your show, and one of the questions I got, I know it's been postponed until the 1st of April, but what is actually the deal with a CDL pulling a gooseneck stock trailer?
Okay, well, I can try to answer that. Are you looking at the combined weight of the truck and trailer together being over 26,000 pounds?
According to what they're explaining is anybody that's making money with your livestock in your trailer, which would be these rodeo barrel racers and everybody else, would technically have to have a CDL to pull a gooseneck trailer.
Well, the CDL rules are, you can look at states. In North Dakota, you look at the back of your license. It'll tell you what weight rating you could use if you're, just driving your own personal car. It's a Class D license if you have a Ford F-250 and a gooseneck trailer, and the combined weight of the two weight ratings over 26,000 pounds, you're going to need a Class A CDL. That's just kind of how how they figure it out with the weights.
And I guess I'm not sure about what you're talking about something being put on hold.
It's a new thing that Obama had signed in. It was supposed to take effect in December. And they, thanks to Mr. Cramer, he's got it backed up till the 1st of April. But they're saying if you're making money with your gooseneck trailer and your pickup, you got to have a CDL, and then you got to go to this electronic logging if you're away from your home site over 12 hours.
Okay, I think I know what you're bringing up here. There was the ELD rule that was passed in 2012, and it's been implemented fully in December 18th of 2017, and it's soft enforcement period up until April. So the ELD rule is not being harshly enforced, I guess you can say, until April 1st, so there's some time to kind of figure out how to get that ELD system figured out for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, and Congressman Cramer does get a lot of calls on this, to Dennis's point. And I think there's some people that hope it will be ultimately rescinded. But right now, at least for agriculture, there were the, what do you call it, soft enforcement. What does that mean exactly when soft enforcement, from your guys' perspective? This means you're not implementing those new laws yet?
Well, I guess the best way to look at it is technically, if you're not using the e-log and you're supposed to be using one, you are technically out of service for not having a logbook. Well, they decided to give people some more time. So now when you get caught with no electronic log, you are just given a violation, which is fairly minor, until April 1st, then you can be placed out of service if you are required to have a log, electronic log, and you don't have one. So that's what we mean by soft enforcement.
And okay. if people are aware of like their CSA scores, that violation does not count toward that CSA score for the company until after April 1st. It's being documented, but it doesn't go against the company's record.
Now, to Dennis's original question about a gooseneck trailer, is that at all related to the e-log implementation?
No, that's a separate issue. It would kind of come down to, if someone's required to use paper logs in the past, they would be required to use an ELD now. So if a person was not required to use paper logs before, they should not worry about the electronic log going forward.
Okay. I think he was talking about a CDL requirement for driving that type of combination of vehicle. Okay? So if his vehicle plus his trailer is over 26,001 pounds, plus the trailer being over 10,001 pounds for the gross vehicle weight rating, then they're required to have a Class A CDL. The only ones I know that fall within the exemption that would not have to abide by that would be your local farmers in the operation of their farming business.
If they're required to get a CDL to pull the stock trailer, when they go to take their test, are they got to take it with the pickup in the stock trailer?
Yep. Whatever combination you're going to be driving, then you can just take the CDL exam with the pickup in the stock trailer, and then there's going to be an exemption or a restriction placed on the license explaining that you're only able to drive that type of combination. So if you have a Class A CDL, with that restriction on there, you wouldn't be able to drive your normal tractor-trailer combination.
Okay. Okay, because like you said, it's so vague right now. Everybody is just, you know, they're pulling at strings trying to figure out what's going on here. You know, that's the only reason I called in, because, I don't know, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people have to get CDLs, all these people that rodeo in that. It's going to be a crazy nightmare.
Well, if they're CDL, there was nothing that was exempting them. The only one that I know of is the one for your farm egg operations.
So if you're hauling livestock to make money on, you don't need a CDL?
Well, if you're hauling for hire, that is interstate commerce. You know, so you're looking at you are making money doing that, so you do need a CDL. If you're hauling your own product in the furtherance of the farm operation, or even, you know, hay bales or whatever for the furtherance of the ranch in state, you're not going to need a CDL for that.
Yeah, you have to be working directly for the farmer. The farmer can't be hiring on another individual, you know, commercially to haul his cattle, his hay. If he does that, the person that's hauling that stuff needs to have their CDL.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Dennis, thanks for the call, and welcome others on Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Let's try and get this one in by text. Trooper Talk, I've been told that North Dakota is a state law that requires drivers on the interstate to use the right-hand lane except to pass. My question, does the Highway Patrol ever arrest people who drive continuously in the left lane, especially those going less than the speed limit?
No, I've never run into that, and it's not. We don't have a law specific saying that you have to use the left or right lane.
Yeah, I think mostly it's a courtesy to drive slower in the right lane, but you know, I'm not. There's nothing specifically written on that.
I'd love to see these stats on how many accidents are caused from people who are having to maneuver around people who are going too slow in the passing lane. It's a frustration of mine, I will admit to. Is it for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, normally, like Trooper Newman was saying, out of courtesy, you should travel in the right lane if you're driving slower than the normal speeds of traffic. So that way, that's what the left lane should be utilized for, is for passing.
So know the rules of the road, if nothing else, right? Even if this one isn't a rule in the sense that you're going to be breaking a law by doing it, it's just sort of common courtesy and is the whole idea of traffic flow and getting things to move accordingly. So.
Correct, and that one's kind of similar. I think we get a question the same as when people are entering the interstate. People get upset for people that don't move over into the left lane when they're entering the interstate. Well, they're not required to. Those entering the interstate are required to yield to the traffic that's already on the interstate.
We're going to Cathay, North Dakota. Gary is next. Brad behind him. Other techs waiting, too, with our troopers. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With your calls, questions, comments for our troopers. First, a word about the Stem Cell Health Institute. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is going to tell us about that.
Did it hurt? No, it did not hurt. You know what? I had stem cell injections in each of my knees, something a chiropractor had told me. You know, before you get knee replacement, you might want to check into this stem cell thing. And now the Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. You used to have to go to out of the country to be able to get this. 7 hours going on to Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're just a short drive from a seminar on regenerative medicine, and you can learn all about it. If you've got pain in your knees, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, listen up. Here's a phone number, and you can be become part of it, because I've got it done. I'm a lot better for it. 1-888-973-1560, 1-888-973-1560. Or you can find out online at stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Why live with chronic pain?
Take it from Todd. Let's go to Cathay, North Dakota. Gary, question for our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Long time since we've talked. I got a question for the trooper. This electronic log business isn't, it's deferred for livestock haulers, which would include commercial beekeepers, which I am, as you know. April 1st currently, unless they get that exemption extended. And one of the things I'm concerned about is we have a number of one-ton trucks. They're licensed actually at 24,000, so they qualify for farm plates under North Dakota law. And we do take them out of state. Now, are those going to be subject to this electronic log? We've always been subject to paper logs, which we always faithfully follow. And then the second part of the question, I have some 2 tons that are licensed at 32,000 pounds. I do have a Class B CDL for those. Would those be subject to electronic log?
I guess I can try to tackle maybe a couple of those questions there. You mentioned you have pickup trucks below 26,000 pounds. You said 24,000
yes,
with a farm plate, and
yes,
kind
sir.
Of travel around the country with those.
Yes, sir.
There was a law passed when this e-log thing came into play. It was 2012, and that was the same year the MAP 21 law came into play, and they had the covered farm vehicle rule, which would allow a smaller farm-plated truck to drive around the country, and you're exempt from a lot of things. So I don't believe you necessarily needed to have a logbook for those trips that you took with your farm plate.
Well, I understand. We've been told that we might leave the state.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to have a logbook, obviously, but when you have a farm-plated vehicle, you are exempt, especially under 26,000 pounds. Then you had those heavier vehicles, the over 26,000 pounds. Were those also farm plated?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay, sir. When you're looking at when you're looking at farm plated vehicles, you have an exemption in North Dakota. You wouldn't need to log anything. But if you did go out of state, then you would need to use paper logs. Would you do it more than 8 days in a 30-day period, these trips?
Well, yeah, like when we go down to Texas, we'll be in the spring of the year, those trucks might be out of state for up to 6 weeks or so.
Okay. One of the exemptions is if you don't do it for more than eight days in a 30-day period, you wouldn't need to use e-logs. But if you go over those 8 days in a 30-day period, then the e-log rule would bump in.
So we may have to look into getting this electronic log for those 2 tons.
Yeah, so if the vehicles are heavier, they're kind of like the definition of a commercial vehicle. There's kind of two different numbers. There's 10,001 pounds for the federal rules, but then the states, a lot of states have gone up to 26,001 pounds, so North Dakota is one of those states. So over that 26,001 pounds.
And that's regardless of the fact that it's ag or the distance you're going, you're saying the weight then would put you in that different category?
Yes, North Dakota, he'd be fine. You know, he's a farm-plated vehicle, farm operations, good to go. But as soon as you start traveling to other states, then they want to make sure you're not driving for like 20 straight hours. And that's why you have to.
Yeah, you can travel within the state of North Dakota, but then you are limited to 150 air mile radius. So let's say you're from...
If I go to Fargo, technically I'm supposed to, because that's a little over 150. Or say I go way out by Montana line, on that trip in-state, I would need to go ahead and keep a log that day.
No, within the state of North Dakota.
Yeah.
If you're a farm-covered vehicle, you're good within the state of North Dakota without having to log.
Even
like
above that mileage.
Even above the mileage.
Okay.
Once you cross state lines, then you're limited to 150 miles.
Well, so I don't envy anybody trying to keep all this straight, but I know there's a reason we have these guys on so we can get those questions answered. Gary, does that help you?
Well, yeah. It sounds like on these 2 tons that we're going to have to buy one of these electronic logs for each one, and I understand about the cheapest one is about $800. And then I guess it limits you to 14 hours. And see, then this is where the other problem, of course, comes in. If you're hauling honeybees in the spring of the year, you can't just stop any place. It's weather dependent. Yeah, if it's raining, you can stop. Or if it gets cool early, you can stop. But during many of our springtime days, if we're coming from Texas with bees on that truck, all you do is you stop to use the restroom and refuel, and you got to keep them moving until it gets dark because they'll overheat.
That makes sense. Hopefully there's going to be some exemptions permanently on agriculture. I know they're working on it, so stay tuned, Gary. Appreciate the call.
You're right. They are working on it. There is a 90-day waiver for transportation of agricultural commodities right now, and I think that's some of the issues they're looking at, and they're actually asking for public comment and opinion on that issue. So
yeah, let them know. Miles and Killdeer, quickly, let's get your question in here.
Yes, I was adding on to these horse trailers like that. What about the ones that they got the living quarters on them? Some of them are so long, they're almost the length of a semi, 53 foot, and you see these teenage kids driving them where they don't have that much experience, and they're driving long distance. To me, they should have another special license. And on top of that, what about these folks that buy and a driver's license all their life, and all of a sudden they buy these big old motorhomes? They have no experience driving these big motorhomes. They got diesel engines and air brakes, but they don't have to have a CDL to drive them.
Yeah, those are good comments. They've been made before about recreational farm operations. You know, you don't necessarily have to have any special training, and that's kind of what the state's decided to do. You don't need to have special training for recreational vehicles, no matter what length, or agriculture.
Miles, thanks for the call. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Brad and Minot, Harold and Reeder with questions, also by text. Call us up. Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind, 258-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We've had a cold winter already. And you know what? North Dakota winters are cold, aren't they? So how important is it to you when it's that cold out that it's warm inside? Yeah, I think so. It's life or death, right? Reliable energy is very important. So is affordable energy. Affordable energy goes to our economy, goes to the availability of jobs. Two of those things are possible, ladies and gentlemen, because of lignite in the coal industry. Affordable and reliable energy. We make it happen. Support it. Stand behind it. Learn more about it at the website secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. All right, more of your questions and comments on Trooper Talk today. Sergeant Wade Catermus is here, and Trooper Don Newman from the North Dakota Highway Patrol answering your questions. Any and all, welcome. You can text Todd or I. 367-2054, 226-8503, or call us at 258-0550, and that's what Brad and Minot did. Brad, go ahead to your question for the troopers.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Minot area, but the 252 bypass going through here, I live right off of that road. And we've got so many of these big trucks coming down the hills with their Jake brakes on, and they're not supposed to have them on, but yet I never, ever, ever see anybody pulled over for it. And I'm wondering, you know, is that something you guys enforce, or who should be enforcing that?
Well, I'm actually came down from Minot, so I am familiar with that. Within the city limits itself, I believe city of Minot has noise ordinance. We don't enforce noise ordinance at the state level. So, well, we could definitely stop a truck that does that and talk to them about it. As far as taking an enforcement, that would have to be the police department.
Okay. Cause I'm out of city limits. I'm right down by the stoplight down there and on the west edge by the other bypass. Yeah, I mean, it's incessant. The train's going by, you don't even hear, but these trucks, some of them are just crazy. And, you know, I see you guys patrolling out there, and I appreciate that big time. Is it? I don't know, everybody thinks they're on the back straight at the Daytona 500 going up that hill. It's outrageous.
Yeah, and that's definitely something maybe you could, if you feel the urge to, you can contact the sheriff's office as well and see if they do have a ordinance. But as far as state level goes, we don't enforce that.
Thanks, Brad. Harold and Reeder, go ahead for the troopers. You're next.
Good morning. Is there any law regarding driving a motor vehicle with only the park lights on during a foggy day?
No.
I think there should be, because you know, they might as well not have any lights on whatsoever. And, you know, I see a car with park lights. I wonder, is he driving or is he parked, you know?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any law that would prohibit you from driving with your park lights on. I mean, normal courtesy thing, you know, would be to turn on all your lights during a foggy day so other traffic can see you a little better. But I don't know of anything with just the park lights.
Yeah, well, it might be something that somebody should look at, because I can see the potential for somebody to get into a passing situation and, you know, all of a sudden there's a vehicle that they didn't see because all they had was park lights or no lights. But anyway, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Harold. Appreciate it. Karen in Williston, go ahead with your comment.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a truck driver, and the ELDs, I understand that there's a extension for the ag drivers, but for the other drivers like the oil field and other trucks, is there an extension for them, or are we required to already have the ELDs in our trucks?
Well, as of December 18th, 2017, that was the implementation date for the ELDs. They decided prior to that to do a soft enforcement, which I mentioned earlier, which basically means you can get written up on a report or an inspection report for not having an ELD, but it doesn't affect your safety score until April 1st, 2018.
Okay.
So it is technically called, after April 1st, it'll be technically called no logbook, basically, if you don't have an ELD that's approved.
Okay, and does that go on, because the CSA or whatever, the safety thing, does that go on I know that goes on the driver's record as well as the company's record. Does that go on the driver's record as of right now, or is that just a company thing?
Well, as of right now, there will be no repercussion until April, unless there's another extension or whatever happens is out of my control. But after then, if everything stays the way it is, there will be a consequence for the company and the driver. Whatever that may be, I'm not sure, but there will be a CSA consequence.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and stay safe, please.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How's that for a nice little bit of advice? For our fine troopers. We want you guys safe. Good stuff. Thank you very much. Patton Dickinson, go ahead for the troopers.
Hello. I just caught your program as you guys were going already, so I don't know if anybody's asked this question. The last few years I've been going, I'm from out in Dickinson, I've been going into just north of Minneapolis to pick up a boar for breeding. And usually I just haul them in the back of a pickup box. Now, this electronic logbook, would I still have to do that, or how is that going to work?
What is the vehicle you're using? So you just use a vehicle with no trailer?
Yeah, just a 3/4 ton pickup.
And then do you know what your 3/4 ton pickup is rated at? Is it rated above 10,001 pounds?
I think it's 9,000 something, if I remember right.
Okay, and then if it falls below 10,001 pounds, then you're not subject to any of the regulations.
Okay, but if I would take my stock trailer, then that would be a different story?
Yes, because then you would be a combined rating of over 10,001 pounds.
Oh, okay. So I'd have to go buy one of them just for making my one trip every other year or so.
Well, you would have to register with a USDOT number, because then you would fall within the regulations of meeting a commercial motor vehicle by their definition.
Okay.
And then you're subject to logbooks. You probably wouldn't be subject to a CDL, but you would still need to get a medical card, have like a driver's file, be subject to drug and alcohol testing. So once you get over that 10,001 pound is when you start bringing in the federal regulations.
And all that to go get one boar out of Minnesota.
So that's why you'd probably be better off just utilizing your pickup and keeping your pickup under 10,001 pounds.
Okay. Well, I guess I better talk to Mr. Kramer when he's on next week. Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Again, there is a temporary hold on this because I think people are getting how cumbersome this is, and so hopefully before this thing ultimately is enacted, that it's rescinded, repealed, whatever. So Texter just said something similar to that here. He said, Scott, the problem is when you start regulating people, everybody wants to make it fair. Maybe instead of picking on the recreational vehicles and farmers and ranchers to make things fair, maybe we should just look at deregulation of commercial vehicles. Freedom and liberty are really beautiful things, says Ben in Medora. Yeah, they are. Joe and Edgley, go ahead for our guests.
Hey, guys. I have a multiple things here, but we'll try to keep it to one or two here. First off, stay safe out there. We appreciate your service. Secondly, there's a ring we have to break up. It's the I'm a semi-truck driver, still think I'm in high school, being cool with my park lights on, don't use my headlights club. What is the deal with that? I drive for a living. These truck drivers all drive around with their pretty little lights on, but they will not turn their headlights on. What is the deal? And don't tell me it's gas mileage. I don't get it.
Okay, so you're looking at...
Dangerous. Dangerous.
You're looking at a time when headlights are required, they're just using park lights?
Going down the interstate, pitch black with park lights
okay.
on.
Yeah. Well,
you see it as much as I do.
Those vehicles should
be
stopped.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
And they should be cited for the appropriate violation if they're caught at that time of night with no headlights on.
Is it not also the law when the weather is, you have a certain reduction in visibility because of the weather that they're supposed to be on, too? Is it a law as well?
Well, the law states when headlights are required. So you'd be looking at a half hour after sunset, a half hour before sunrise.
How about in weather events?
Yeah, and I don't have that right in front of me here. Maybe we can look that up so we can get a good answer for that.
Got it. But, Joe, I think everybody shares your frustration here. So.
And there's a lot of questions we're getting that are not even ELD-related. That just kind of sparks everything. So.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you. Dean of Bismarck, go ahead with your question. Let's turn you on here first.
What about for driving coaches to campers for size? Is there a difference with the diesel and the gas for what license you need to drive them?
No. The type of fuel that the vehicle uses does not apply to your CDL.
All right, we get that answer for him. Let's see. Text question. I have a question. Is it a requirement to use a turn signal when changing lanes on the interstate or other four-lane highways in the state of North Dakota? Is that a law?
Yes, it is, and I'm sure these are things people have seen that are annoyances to them, but, yeah, it just depends if there's an officer there to enforce that when the violation occurs.
Another one. I go by 7C's exit almost daily. I like the fact you're there, but it seems to me you're pulling the truckers over more than cars. Is there a reason, since the trucks are going the speed limit and cars are passing them? Would it be because of ELD?
Not necessarily. That's probably been going on for a while. Commercial motor vehicles are participating in interstate commerce, the vast majority of them. So we are mandated by the federal government to perform the function of enforcing their federal regulations, so that's why they get randomly stopped next available or the next truck that's safe to stop. So that's why that happens.
Let's get another one here quickly. I have a class license that needs renewal this year. I'm not actively driving for employment anymore, but I'd wish to keep my CDL. Do I need a medical card to renew?
I would refer you to driver's license. Because I know there are different levels that you can renew it at. If you just want to self-certify, you probably wouldn't have to show your medical card.
All right, got it. And a whole bank of calls still to get through here. Travis in Minot, Mike on the road, Ray on the road, Jerome in Bismarck, Bob in West Hope. Stay tuned, my friends.
I do have an update on this light thing. I can.
We're in a break, so
we'll grab that right after the break here. Hang on one second.
Yep. I'll just want to let you.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Saving money tomorrow if you make today the day you call H.A. Thompson & Sons and say, Art, I need help. Costs are going up. How are these other 600 buildings that are using you to maintain their mechanical heating and cooling systems doing it? How are they keeping a line on costs? Link service contract, that's how. HATandSons.com, the website to find out more, call them at 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. They've been at this a long time at HATandSons.com. H.A. Thompson and Sons, since 1908. Okay, we have a whole bank of calls and just a few short minutes to wrap up.
We have one answer on a previous question related to the legality of not having your headlights on. What did we learn there, fellas?
And it was specifically meant towards, like, in adverse conditions. The vehicle, if you're not able to see a vehicle or a person from a discernible distance of 1,000 feet, then you're going to be required to have your headlights on. So
right.
if it's just snowing out or it's foggy and you can see farther than 1,000 feet, there's no requirement to have your headlights on.
But in inclement weather where you have visibility less than 1,000, it is the law. And the caller that was super frustrated was referring to semis that had other lights on but not their headlights, and that's after dark, and that, too, is illegal, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, so who's next? Travis and Minot, go ahead for our guests on Trooper Talk.
Hey, I'm not intending to make light of anybody's comments, but I find it almost a little bit humorous in a sense that we'll have one caller call in and be concerned about being overregulated and not being able to do some basic things that they want to do on the road, get from point A to point B, and we got others that are really concerned about things that they perceive as a safety issue that I don't know that they really are. My point being is that, you know, I think what needs to be evaluated is the safety issue. Is there actual injury, death, loss of property before people say, well, we need a law for that, we need a law for this. You know, it's quite a debate even going on today, and you know, the officers are appropriately answering the question saying we don't have a law on the books, so there's probably a reason we don't have one on the books. And I guess just go to one final comment for people to think about and ponder, a quote that most people are probably familiar with that Benjamin Franklin made that said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety.
Travis, thanks for the call. We're not going to make these guys answer the question because they don't make the laws, they enforce them, but I take your point. Jerome and Bismarck, go ahead for our guests.
Yes, if I'm a farmer and I haul a tractor from point A to point B, do I need a special permit or license?
No, and it's in the operation of your farming operations?
Yes.
No, and are you going to be over width, over height, or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, you wouldn't need any special permit, or you wouldn't have to add any type of special safety devices either then.
He would have to stay within North Dakota, though.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, if he's staying within North Dakota, he'll be good.
Got your answer, Jerome. Thank you. Ray, go ahead.
Hi, yes. Just moving on this electronic monitoring. I drive for a large outfit, and we have the electronic monitoring systems, the electronic logbooks, but mine is attached to my cell phone. In other words, when I get in my truck, I punch in a number on my cell phone, and it connects with my truck. Now, my cell phone is a work cell phone, not my personal one. That cell phone has been down for 2 weeks. Now, my question is, once this law goes into effect, if my cell phone is down and they have not supplied me with another one, can I run a paper log? I run a paper log anyway just to keep track of my own personal records. I'm an old-time driver, so I just have it to me. But will that satisfy the situation if my cell phone is down and you're not able to see my electronic log?
Okay, I'll tackle that as quick as I can here. If your ELD malfunctions for any reason, you can start using paper logs immediately. If you can't recover your previous days, you can reconstruct those on a paper. You need to let your boss know that it malfunctioned, and you have 8 days to get it fixed. And if you can't get it fixed within 8 days, you can apply for an extension through the local FMCSA office, and they'll give you a letter,
okay,
and you can keep running paper.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Not bad. Let's see if we can get in. Pat, real quick with your question. Last one.
Hello?
Yeah, Pat,
yeah.
Quickly. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the oldest truck that's not required to have the electronic logs?
You're going to be looking at the engine model of 1999 or older. So usually the trucks are a year newer than the engine. So probably,
okay,
you don't
anticipate 2000. That changing
then,
right?
I don't anticipate anything changing there. That's the newest type of truck they can probably get this technology to work on would be a year 2000 engine.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you to all the callers, the texters, the emailers. A lot of great information today. And most importantly, thank you to our two fine troopers today taking all those questions. Sergeant Wade Kettlemus and Trooper Don Newman. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done. Appreciate it. As many have said, stay safe out there. We'll take a break, my friends, for about, 22 hours, and then do this all over again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Ready for break time? Could take two. Take 22, actually.
Yeah,
take 22. God bless you, folks.
Yourself.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.